Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Etsy, Inc., an online marketplace known for connecting buyers with independent sellers of unique, handmade, and vintage goods. Etsy has carved out a niche in the e-commerce world by emphasizing creativity, craftsmanship, and sustainability. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the e-commerce sector. Let's dive in.
Etsy has become a leading platform for creative entrepreneurs, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like confirmation and bias and the availability heuristic influence their decision-making, particularly in platform development and user engagement strategies?
Confirmation bias is a key factor in Etsy's decision-making, especially in platform development and user engagement strategies. This bias might lead the company to focus on data and feedback that supports their existing platform features and user experiences, potentially overlooking signals that suggest the need for new innovations or changes. While this focus on reinforcing what works helps maintain user satisfaction and engagement, it may also limit Etsy's ability to introduce fresh ideas or appeal to new market segments who might be looking for different features or experiences. The availability heuristic is another important factor where Etsy might prioritize promoting products and features that are currently popular or trending on the platform, potentially missing out on longer-term opportunities to highlight or develop less obvious categories that could drive significant growth.
This focus on reinforcing successful features and responding to visible trends has helped Etsy build a stable business, appealing to investors who prioritize consistent user growth and engagement in the e-commerce sector.
Exactly. Etsy's emphasis on user satisfaction and trend responsiveness has made it a trusted choice for investors seeking steady performance in the e-commerce market. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and explore new ways of engaging users to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness in an increasingly dynamic online retail landscape.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Etsy, Inc. As a platform that champions creativity and independent sellers from diverse backgrounds, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Etsy given their role in empowering a diverse community of sellers and providing products that reflect a wide range of cultural and creative influences. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for creating an inclusive platform that resonates with a broad audience. A diverse workforce within Etsy can help the company better understand the needs and preferences of different seller and buyer demographics, leading to more effective and culturally relevant platform features. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like e-commerce, where understanding and addressing diverse user needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Etsy not only strengthens its ability to serve a broad range of sellers and buyers, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in socially responsible e-commerce. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, Etsy operates in a highly competitive and rapidly evolving e-commerce market. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and consumer behaviors, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
Etsy's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and consumer behaviors is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the e-commerce sector. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with expanding into new product categories and markets. Confirmation bias might make Etsy more inclined to focus on enhancing their existing platform features, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive in a market that is increasingly influenced by digital transformation, sustainability, and the demand for personalized shopping experiences. The availability heuristic might drive them to prioritize products and categories that are currently popular, but they must also be open to exploring new opportunities and emerging trends and consumer preferences.
This adaptability is key for Etsy, especially as they face competition from both traditional e-commerce giants and newer, more niche platforms. Their ability to innovate while maintaining platform reliability is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. Etsy's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established platform, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and users value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by technological advancements and changing consumer behaviors.
Now, let's compare Etsy, Inc. to other companies in the e-commerce sector like eBay, Amazon, and Shopify. How do Etsy's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Etsy's dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the e-commerce sector, such as eBay, Amazon, and Shopify, particularly in their approach to platform development, user engagement, and market adaptation. Etsy's emphasis on connecting buyers with independent sellers of unique and handmade goods appeals to investors looking for diversity in e-commerce offerings and user engagement. eBay, known for its focus on auctions and resale items, appeal to those interested in growth through a broad range of consumer-to-consumer transactions. Amazon, with its vast product selection and focus on convenience, offers a more comprehensive approach to online retail, while Shopify's emphasis on enabling small businesses to create their own online stores positions it as a leader in the e-commerce platform market. Etsy's focus on balancing niche product offerings with market adaptation provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of being too focused on their existing strengths in a rapidly evolving market.
And unlike Amazon or Shopify, which have a broader focus on mass market retail or enabling independent businesses, Etsy's strength lies in its ability to maintain a niche platform for unique and handmade products, which has allowed it to build a loyal user base.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Etsy, the focus on niche product offerings and market adaptation provides a unique value proposition in the e-commerce sector.
To sum up, Etsy, Inc.'s approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their platform development strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Etsy's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.